dude staring in the window here a minute ago. I thought they were peeping Toms or something. It was freaking me out, too. Did you see him?
Yeah.
It was when we were talking to Blair.
It was like a dude in his not-perfect clone.
Yeah, they were limping.
That's what I mean.
But they were peeking. At first, I was like, is that the guy who does a show after us? And I'm looking out the window. It's like, not him. I'm like, okay.
Jazz, Dan WK, man.
It's like, is it somebody else who does a show before us? Might have left his radio here or something. Might have left his record collection in the back room. I'm like, no.
And he didn't look Greek.
Nope, not them. So I'm like, just a bunch of people crippling around. It's freaking me out. I'm going nuts here, man.
A bunch of people crippling around, freaking me out.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Those people, they're crippling around.
You know, there ain't nothing more endearing. There ain't nothing more beautiful than the relationship between members of their own families who love each other and watch out for each other and care for each other. There ain't nothing tighter than the bond of family.
You're right, Chris. There's nothing greater than a close-knit, tight-knit family.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me. I know this brother and this sister, and they were very close up through their entire lives. And in fact, they not only did they grow up together, but after moving out of the house, they always stayed together and lived together and ran in the same social circles and spoke with each other every single day and hung out and had meals together every single day. It was just a brother and a sister, and they were very endearing, and it was great to see how close they were to one. And they had a cat. Mm. The cat was like a member of their own family. Mm. The cat might as well have had their same last name, Fitzspiegel. Because the cat was like almost a member of the Fitzspiegel family. And the brother and the sister, one day, the sister got a new job overseas. And she had to go overseas and take this new job. I think it was in France. But the family was from here in Ohio. And the brother and the sister, they were very, very close. And they, you know, were always watching out for one another. And so they had to decide who was going to get to keep the cat. Because they were both very endeared to the cat as well. I mean, this was a tight-knit family.
Yeah, and the cat was like part of it.
And the cat was like, and they didn't know if the cat was going to go to France with the sister or if the cat was going to stay here in Ohio with the brother. So I don't know what they did. They either drew straws or rolled dice or flipped a coin or something. And it turned out the cat got to stay here in Ohio with the brother.
Oh, okay.
And the sister goes over to France. And, of course, since they're such a close family, they write each other every day. And they send email and they talk on the phone every day. Long-distance overseas phone calls. Their phone bills, I mean, they were working to pay their phone bill.
Hmm.
That made their mortgage look like candy bar money.
I'll betcha.
Because they were talking on the phone. They were just a very loving, caring, tight-knit Catholic family.
Okay, great.
And one day, the sister called the brother and she said, hey, how's it going? Brother said, everything's fine. How's it going over there in France? And she said, I'm just eating French bread every day. I got the loaf of bread and a little hat and an Eiffel Tower, and I'm having a great time. And a vous-y-vous-y-vous.
Boo-de-boo.
Yeah. And then the sister says, well, how's Tabby, the cat? And the brother said, well, the cat, I hate to tell you this, but the cat died this morning. Boom!
Oh, man.
And the phone dropped, and the brother said, hello, hello, are you there? Hello, hello, are you there? And there was no answer. Just silence, but the phone didn't hang up. It was like the phone was just dangling there, and he got worried, like maybe his sister had a heart attack or died or something out of the shock of finding out that Tabby had passed away.
It's got to be rough.
It must have been rough. And so a couple of days go by. It's the longest period of time this brother has never talked to his sister, ever. Days and days and days go by. Finally, about 4 or 5 days later, the phone rings, and it's his sister.
Uh-huh.
And she says, man, I can't believe you did that to me. And he says, did what to you? All I told you was a cat died. And she says, well, you could have let me down a little more gently. You didn't have to just say the cat died. And he says, how can I let you down any more gently than the cat died? When a cat dies, it dies. I love the cat, too. I even cried.
Jeez.
He says, I haven't cried since Brian's song, but I cried when the cat died. But I didn't, you know, she said, well, I was in intensive care. I had a heart attack. My heart stopped beating. They had to take me in a gurney to the hospital. I was in there for 4 or 5 days. I just got out. Next time, will you let me down a little more gently? He says, well, what can I do? Could I have done to let you down more
gently?
That's
a good question. And what did the sister say?
Well, she said, well, you could have maybe just stretched it out for a few days. Like,
right.
You could have said, well, the cat's up on the roof and I can't get him down.
Mm.
And then I'd say, well, I hope that the thing's resolved. And then the next day I'll call and you could say, well, the cat's still up on the roof and it's not eating.
Oh, boy. It's
we
getting worse.
We keep sending food up there and it won't eat. And then I would call the next day, and you could say, well, the cat's up on the roof. It's not eating. It's not moving around a whole lot, and we're afraid that it might have heat stroke or something.
Oh, yeah. That's
and then I'd call the next day, and you could say, well, we took the cat to the hospital, and the cat is in an intensive care ward, but I think it'll get out. And she'll be like, okay. And then the next day I could call, and then you could just gently say, well, last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, Tabby had a very peaceful passing. We were all gathered around the little cat bed, and we were all saying prayers, and then a cat went off to the great beyond into cat heaven and is eating catnip right now with God.
That'd be a nice thing to happen, yeah.
And she said, that would have been a better way to do it. Then I wouldn't have had a heart attack. A few days would have gone by, and then everything would have been fine. Her brother said, okay, you're right. I shouldn't have just dropped the bomb on you like that.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just told you.
Good.
I shouldn't have just told you. I should have let you down.
Right.
She said, that's okay. I forgive you because we're such a tight-knit family. I forgive you. Now, she says, how's mom? The brother says, well, mom's up on the roof right now.
I have never, ever in my life heard that told so stretched out. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know what you were doing for about the first 35 minutes of it. It took me a while to catch on. Ah, mom's on the roof. He's Chris. I'm Rob. This is Chris and Rob Show, WAIF 513-749-1444. That's cats. How about a dog?
You know what I think is going
to
happen?
What about a dog on a 60-foot leash?
I think a party's about to break out.
When you held my hand, say, remember when you were my man, walk, talk in the name of love, be
What radio was meant to be. Chris and Rob on WAIF.
So maybe you heard about this. I got a note here from a friend of mine who lives in Northern California.
That's like hippie granola country.
Yeah. And normally I would think something that reads like this is a joke. But this is not a joke. I know this girl. And she's into animals. She works at like a veterinary place. I think she even is a veterinarian.
You didn't get this from the email, though, did you?
She emailed me this thing.
Are all a joke, dude.
This one's for real because this girl works for a veterinarian. In fact, I think she's one of the veterinarians.
Does it tell you never to drink Pepsi because Pepsi doesn't honor war veterans?
I don't know. Shut up.
Okay, well, that's all. Listen, this email stuff.
This is rigmaroo. Shut up. This is ridiculous.
Okay, we got 40 minutes. We'll talk about rats for 40 minutes.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, this is about rats, okay. It says here. And there was this, and this is all stems from this news story from Petaluma, California, where, here, I'll just tell you what this article's all
Would
about.
Would you just go ahead and get with it? Why are you waiting so long?
Because you're bugging
Will you
me.
Get into it for
Will
already.
Will you shut up?
Gee, Manetley.
You're really starting to
we
piss
only get
me
two
off.
Hours a week, and you spend it jibber-jabbering.
You've been jibber-jabbering the first hour and a
jibber-jabber,
half.
Jibber-jabber, jibber-jabber, jibber-jabber-gee.
Is that one of the dances from the Dance This Mess Around?
That's the hypocrite.
That's going to be our trivia question next week. If anybody wants to, has the answer, well, remember, what are the 16 dances from Dance This Mess Around? Okay, so in Petaluma, California, animal control workers expected to find a horde of cats when they knocked on the door of a 67-year-old man who's a cat guy because his neighbor was complaining there's too many cats and they stunk. Hmm. So they went inside and they found a scene right out of the movie Willard. Did you ever see that movie Willard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what happened. They found 1,000 pet rats. Some of them were 3 years old, which is an adult, little pink little baby rats. And they were all in one room, all these rats. This guy kept all of his, he had 20 cages all around the room, and some of the rats were running loose. And he had all these rats, and it was gross. And so they went nuts, and they're going to, like, you know, do what they should do and confiscate these rodents and probably just, like, I don't know what they do with rodents when they confiscate them.
Read them the rights, probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, how'd you like if your neighbor had 1,000 rats in his or her house? That's worse than the cat lady that's got 80 cats in her backyard,
that's
you
bad.
Know?
1,000 rats is bad.
So I get this email from my friend who likes animals just a little too much. I like animals. Mm-hmm. I like animals as pets, too, not just for eating. But this girl, who, God bless her, she's such a great lady, but she likes animals too much. And she says, I'm sure many of you have heard about the 1,000 rat confiscated from a Petaluma home last Tuesday. There are hundreds upon hundreds of rats that need homes right now. Petaluma Animal Services has already decided to euthanize all pregnant females and will end up euthanizing any rats that are not adopted soon. Then she says that she is driving to Petaluma on Thursday and will be bringing back as many of the rats as she can. It will just be one of her many shelter trips. Her apartment is about to become a rat rescue center, and she's desperate for our help. She wants people to donate cages, food, bedding, water bottles, neuter spray, and I don't know what else. And
what was that last? Neuter spray?
Yeah. No, neuter and spay. She's going to neuter and spay all of these rats.
Okay, I thought there was like a neuter spray.
I mean, I got nothing against people who want to keep odd animals as pets, but 1,000 rats, and then she's going to put them in her house? In her house? You know what I mean? Some animals are endangered, and they should be protected, but rats are nowhere near being endangered and do not need our protection. Thank you very much. The only thing rat needs are people who own snakes to feed them to their snakes. All right, so they got a phone number in Petaluma that you can call and adopt a rat. And so Rob is going to call this phone number now and attempt to find out if he can adopt 1,000 rats.
Who do I ask for?
It just says the Petaluma Animal Services.
Okay.
And you said something about feeding them to your snakes. I don't know what your angle is going to be on this, but this should be pretty good. What do you think?
It'll be good. Petaluma Animal Services.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm. Rats are just filthy, man.
That was last week.
Okay, we're calling Petaluma Animal Shelter.
It's 8:30 there.
says rats are very social creatures and don't do well alone.
You're probably making all the dogs bark.
It is important to adopt two or more at a time.
Phone's ringing, so all the dogs are barking in Petaluma now. Probably barking because of all the rats. We're going to voicemail.
Thank you for calling the Petaluma Animal Shelter. If you'd like to bypass this recording and leave a message, press the pound key now. The shelter is open Tuesday through Friday, noon to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Adoptions end approximately 1 hour before closing. If you have an animal-related emergency after hours, please call the Petaluma Police Department at 778-4372.
Call Petaluma Animal Shelter.
They will dispatch an animal control officer. Otherwise, leave a message.
They have 1,000 rats for adoption.
We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Seamus, and what I like to do is I like to get about 1,000 of your rats that you got for adoption, and what I do is I blouse me pants, and then I shove my pants full of rats, and I see how many rats I can fit down me pants, and I just keep putting more and more rats right down me pants, and that's what I want to do till I get all 1,000 of your rats shoved down me pants. Also, who is the poor lad or lassie you got that has to do a sonogram on each and every of 1,000 rats to find out if it's a pregnant female? My gosh, talk about an urgent job. All right, you can call me, and then I'll put the rats down my pants. Boy.
Rat on WAIF. Crank it down.
Another day, some other way. We're gonna go, but then we'll see you again. I've had enough.
We're rocking now. We're rocking out on WAIF.
It's Rat!
We're rocking out with Rat.
It's Rat! Stephen Piercy, the greatest singer in all.
Where are they hiding those weapons of mass destruction? Ask Chris and Rob. Call 513-749-1444. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Chris, as we've talked about a few different times on Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Yeah.
I know it's not Thanksgiving, but there are a few things that we're thankful for.
Dude, it's always Thanksgiving for me. You know how sometimes you get together on Thanksgiving with the family and the peeps? And, you know, families are such a tight-knit... Anyway, every day, you know, you get together on Thanksgiving with the folks and you're like, you know, we should be thankful every day. Why are we only thankful this one day of the year? Well, I'm telling you right now, it's the middle of June right here. Actually, it's the end of June. It's almost July. And today is Thanksgiving for me and tomorrow is going to be Thanksgiving. And I try to eat as much food as I can every day because I'm so thankful, just like on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm thankful that I have my relative health. That's one thing I'm thankful for. You know, I'm thankful that...
you mean you're relatively obese?
Right. I'm relatively morbidly obese.
Okay.
I can still walk around. I prefer to use a rascal.
You're not bedridden yet.
I prefer to use one of those Dr. John rascals. But I don't need it to yet.
Do you have the chair yet where you sit in a chair and a chair takes you up the steps?
Yep. I have one of those, but I don't have to use it. I only have to use it, you know, 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay.
I don't have to use it every time.
Right. What are we going to do when you're completely bedridden? You can't get out of bed because you're so morbidly obese and you'll be fed through a tube because you can't lift your arms up to feed yourself. And are we gonna string a mic into your house and have a MARTI unit or some kind of ISDM line come from your home up there in Butler County all the way down here to the mighty WAIF so we can keep doing our show?
We'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
I guess we will.
But I'm thankful for a lot of stuff, and it's great that we live in America. And you know, one thing that I'm thankful for, Chris, and it's a sort of an anomaly.
Yeah?
It's like when you see, you go past some torn down building and it's a vacant lot and there's rubble and there's bricks and there's weeds and dandelions.
And nails sticking out of the ground that are rusty and you got to get a tetanus shot after you step on one.
And there in the middle of the field, there might be a beautiful, lovely tulip.
Yeah,
too. Or a lovely pansy or a rose.
Or a little bird might lay down there and hang out and look for a worm.
Exactly. So in the midst of all this wreckage and horribleness, you find some beauty.
You do?
If it's a rose or a beautiful pansy or a violet or a tulip.
Is that why we're playing lush, beautiful music right now? This is striking the mood you're looking for, isn't it?
Exactly.
Good. It's nice to be beautiful.
Because
and nice.
You don't know.
Isn't it nice when things are nice and beautiful?
The world is full of madness. The world is full of anger and hate. The world is full of ugliness.
But there's a little peace and beauty right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And you may find an individual. An individual who, say, may be dim-witted. Maybe very plain. May look like they were hit in the face with the rake numerous times. They may have the personality of an old shoe. They may have bad breath. They may very well be a walking, talking, vacant, junk-filled lot. Their heart may be full of garbage. Their hair may be full of weeds. There may be rusty nails where her teeth should be. But if you scan through the ugliness,
Scan through the ugliness?
If you can work your way through the ugliness.
Scan through. Write that down. Scan through the ugliness.
If you can work your way through the ugliness.
He's actually writing it down.
You may very well find a lovely, lovely butt.
A lovely, lovely butt of what? But a button of love? A lovely button.
Because the beautiful thing about a butt is you don't know where you'll find one. It could be on a hag.
You mean like a half-smoked cigarette. You're looking for like a little butt you can finish off because somebody else didn't finish it all the way?
No, dude, that's your neighborhood at the Speedway.
Down there at the Speedway?
That's the dude with the cowboy hat at the Speedway. He's looking for those kind of butts.
For a butt somebody didn't finish? Oh, I got to pump gas. I better put this out.
Who wants to stop for gas and get screamed at by a dude in a leather cowboy hat? Put that on her sign. Free screaming with every fill up.
Those of you who live or travel on the east side might know about the gas station we're talking about.
Oh, man. Well, F you do, F you do.
No, I'm talking about a hind end, a derriere.
Oh, you mean a butt?
Because usually, you mean
a big old booty?
Because by definition, a pretty face is only attached to pretty people.
Well, it's attached to a pretty butt, hopefully.
Well, then you're talking extra case. But if you say, oh, that girl's cute, well, she has a pretty face. And so that she's already got that going for her. She's already launched herself into the pretty category.
Okay.
But someone can have a very plain face, a very ugly face even.
But you could still have a fantastic butt.
They could look like a bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
They could have man hands. They could have big, giant, bloody, knuckled man hands. They could have no telling what. They could have stoop shoulders. They could have lousy posture. They could have big, gnarly, hairy toes. But they could also, if you scavenge through the wreckage, they could have a nice butt. And that's one thing I'm thankful for, is you never know where a good butt's going to be looking you right in the face.
Okay.
So I just thought, in the spirit of joyousness, in the spirit of thankfulness, that I would just like to go ahead and throw that in. People, when you're thinking of things to be thankful for, go ahead. Put that on your list.
Be thankful that God made the butt.
Well, nice butts everywhere.
Well, not all butts are nice.
No. Exactly. There are some pretty girls who don't have nice butts.
Right.
There are some ugly girls with nice butts. That's what I'm saying. It's an amazing, amazing... It's an amazing, wonderful thing. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to find or when you're going to find one. You can search and search and search and maybe not find one. And then all of a sudden you turn around, boom, you're looking at one right in the eye.
Boom. Just like that.
You're looking at that butt right in the eye.
Because you're sitting down and she's standing up. Is that what you're saying?
You're looking at that butt right in the eye.
Is this going anywhere? Or are we just, where's this going?
That's the point, is be thankful, people, and appreciate this wonderful world you live in. Take the time to smell the roses, and take the time to appreciate the butts that are the world offers.
And you're not suggesting that we appreciate them in a lewd or lascivious manner.
Appreciate means appreciate.
Just appreciate them.
Appreciate them. Be thankful and grateful for them.
Is there anything else that you'd like to be thankful for or appreciate before we go?
We're leaving already?
No, I'm just saying figuratively before we go.
Oh, before you change topics.
Before we segue into the next
radio term. Segue means when you go from one item to another item.
Yeah.
513-749-1444. Is that what that means?
Just keep going. What else do you...
Am I thankful for? What else am I thankful for?
Is that it?
Are
we done with the...
Well, that's all I was going to be thankful for tonight. I am thankful for a large number of things, though.
Okay.
WAIF Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed. Jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna
nasty butt. Big and bad. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up, I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, do you wanna roll my Mercedes? Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. Motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Yeah.
Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Chris and Rob would love to hear from you. Call them at 513-749-1444. This is WAIF.
It's Chris and Rob show, and we're glad that you're listening, and we hope that you continue to listen for the duration of this program. Next week on the Chris and Rob show, it'll be the 4th of July.
Firecracking on the 4th
of
July.
We will be firecracking. We'll also be Roman candling on the 4th of July, right here on the Chris
and Rob
late night talk show, along with our good friend Greenwich, the meantime dog.
Take a bite out of time.
It's 11:45 right now, so stay tuned, because at 12 o'clock we'll know what kind of station we're listening to.
And people, listen, you hillbillies. 4th of July, you can have fireworks on the 4th of July, because the 4th of July is a weird day. It's a Tuesday. You can have fireworks this Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday, this Monday, this Tuesday, this Wednesday. You have to take Thursday off. Then you can have fireworks again Friday and Saturday.
It's a firecracking good time here in the Queen
City.
Dude,
I don't want to hear fireworks tonight scaring my dog, scaring Greenwich. My Greenwich doesn't like fireworks on a week before the 4th of July.
Right.
What is it about you stupid hillbilly people in southwestern Ohio that just gotta let off firecracker after firecracker after firecracker after 10 o'clock? Greenwich says, if you're going to scare the dogs in your neighborhood, at least do it with a light show. At least do it with stuff that flies up in the air and goes pop and boom.
So next week, we're going to be here on the radio on Tuesday night, the 4th of July. We're going to have a patriotic show. We're going to talk about how much we love our country. And our topic is going to be why liberals are more patriotic than the right-wing Republican-type people. That's our topic. Again, I'm going to repeat this because I want y'all to call in next week and debate the topic with us. This is going to be good. It's a very patriotic topic. It's the 4th of July. Our topic is going to be, why are liberals more patriotic than those conservative peoples? You can call in. We'll take calls. We might have some guests, but not any big shot Hollywood guests. You know, we're not going to have Jack Nicholson on or anybody. Just your calls and the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 513-749-1444. We're going to dig deep. We're going to go deep into why Republicans are less patriotic than Democrats. And of course, libertarians and anarchists are the most patriotic of all. But we'll get into all that next week. I don't really want to debate it now, unless you want to call in with like a little teaser for next week. If you want to call in and kind of tease next week's show, next Tuesday night, 10 o'clock till midnight, right after the big neighborhood fireworks party, right after the big barbecue at your Uncle Joe's house, call in to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where I'm always Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're here every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. And we don't take off the 4th of July just to go blow our fingers off and drink cheap draft beer. We are always here, even on the holidays. You know, if Christmas falls on a Tuesday, we're here. If New Year's Eve falls on a Tuesday, we're here. Rob is shaking his head.
Dude, that was the worst Christmas of my life.
Rob was even here. His 40th birthday landed on a Tuesday night a couple years ago. About 15 years ago, Rob's 40th birthday landed on a Tuesday night, and we were here from 10 o'clock till midnight, and we'll be here next Tuesday night doing our patriotic duty to entertain all of America and the rest of the world and the globe throughout the internet machine. The internet machine will be broadcasting our patriotic broadcast, why liberals and left-wingers are more patriotic and why they love their country more and their children more than the right-wing Republican bastards. 513-749-1444. We will be expecting your call.
Secondary topic for next week.
No, we're not having a secondary topic.
What did I just say?
Whose name is first? It's the Chris and Rob show, not the Rob and Chris show. I'm calling the shots here, baby. Just like America. You know how America is a democracy?
Uh-huh.
You know how everyone has equal say?
Right.
Well, just like that. Right here on the Chris and Rob show.
But my name is And Rob.
It's my call. It's my call because as a Democratic show, I have more influence than you do because my name comes first.
But I my name's bigger. It's And Rob.
No, it's just Rob.
Here's the secondary
and
topic.
And is the conjunction. I'm Chris.
And
you're Rob.
I'm. My name is three words.
You better just Chris. Hope that we don't change the name of the show to I'm Chris and he's fat, all right? What's your little secondary topic there, Mr. Big Shot Communist?
Neil Diamond not only is the best modern-day Christmas carol singer,
yeah,
he's also written the only worth-the-crap patriotic song in the last 30 years.
Longer than that. I think since John Philip Sousa passed away.
Why in the
since
world?
Since Francis Scott Key kicked the bucket. Only Neil Diamond has come close enough to writing a truly patriotic song.
How in the world is Neil Diamond so talented that he's the best Christmas caroler on the planet nowadays? And I don't think he celebrates the holiday.
I know what you're saying.
And he's also written the only worthwhile patriotic song. You know, sorry, Charlie Daniels. It ain't a flag. It ain't a rag. And you never thought it'd happen again in America, dude. That, you know, hey, that's nonsense. So why in the world can Neil Diamond not only sing a Christmas carol better than anybody else, but why in the world can he also have the only worthwhile modern patriotic song since, God Bless America, America the Beautiful? Those songs are all 100 years old at least.
Right, and they're not even that entertaining because they don't have a really good beat. Yeah, I mean, these songs nowadays, they got beats.
You can't dance to America the Beautiful.
No, you can't. You can't dance to Oh, Tis of Thee, you know?
God Bless America.
Yeah, you can't dance that stuff.
And the national anthem is just a complete house wreck. Let's not even talk about that.
Right.
It's Sunday night. You're bringing the weekend to a close and preparing for the new week. Why not take a trip to the motherland, Africa, with a K? For music, news, and information, African Village Buka with Alabanjo Adagun. 6 to 8 p.m. Sundays on WAIF. Here's the website, globalbuka.com. That's globalbuka.com.
And he has a patriotic show, too.
Road rage is a growing problem on our highways, and it seems to awaken in the summertime. According to a USA Today snapshot, road rage is most often exhibited from 4 to 6 p.m. on a sunny summer Friday afternoon on urban freeways with moderate congestion. A possible solution, try those back roads. Yeah. And enjoy the summer scenery. A message from the Ohio Insurance Institute. And what if you came home to find out that your apartment had been burglarized? Who would be responsible for a place in your personal property? Not your landlord. Renter's insurance protects you in the event of loss or damage to your personal property. It provides liability protection. A message from your Better Business Bureau, Chris and Rob, and WAIF.
Check out our website. It's at CincinnatiAtlas.com/Chris and Rob. That's CincinnatiAtlas.com/Chris and Rob. Find out everything you need to know about Chris and Rob. Photos from our wedding, links to our other website that's brand new, and all kind of audio clips from old shows that you can listen to entertain the kids. Most of it's rated G. There's a couple things that ain't. 513-749-1444. This show is coming to a close, and if you'd like to get in on it before it's all over, 513-749-1444.
Reds lost tonight to the Kansas City Royals.
Good thing it was an exhibition game.
I know. The Kansas City Royals come here all the way from Kansas City. They disrespect the Reds so much they didn't even wear the real uniforms. They wore like blue pajamas tops.
Yeah, and they're like an American League team, so the game probably didn't count. It's probably an exhibition game.
And the Royals are wearing like these blue pajama top things. What the heck was that? It was a disgusting. But then the Cardinals lost, and so did Houston. So the whole National League Central stinks.
Yeah. So it's the only reason we're not 20 games out.
Well, I think we can stay in the race if we keep playing ball the way we've been playing. I think we're going to be around for a while.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
That's what Jerry Nairn said after the game.
That's good. That's Jerry Nairn here. Huh?
That's Jerry Nairn. That's my Jerry Nairn impression.
Well, some people count it out, but I think we're going to be in the pennant race for a while. Some people count it out. I ain't counting. So.
That's your Jerry Nairn. There's your Jerry Nairn update for the evening. So the Reds lose, the Astros lose,
right, well, the
Cardinals lose, the clock Brewers win.
Yeah, the clock is ticking here. So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to prattle for about another minute and a half. We're going to play a little music. We're going to get out of here unless you call in now. 513-749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And again, I want to encourage all of you to tune in next week on the 4th of July show when we're going to discuss why liberals are more patriotic and love America and their children and schools more than the right-wing Republicans. We're going to make a lot of sense, too. And we're going to be obviously biased to, not the left, but to peace and love and all the things that are special in this world, except for saving rats that should be just taken out in a field or something.
Hey, what's up with rats? Who the hell wants to save all these rats? I don't get it, man.
If you just tuned in, we were covering... Yeah, Petaluma, California. If you just tuned in, we were covering a story about these people want to save 1,000 rats from
death. Chris, there's a good chance we're not going to be on next week anyway, by the way.
Why is that?
Well, you've heard about this huge asteroid. It's going to fly past Earth on July 3rd.
What huge asteroid? I haven't heard about this asteroid.
This is what the liberal, left-leaning, politically correct media wants you to think. It's going to fly past.
Yeah, right.
We know what's really going to happen, people. What's really going to happen is that this asteroid... Scientists call it 2004 XP14. I just call it 2.
I just call it dangerous.
It was discovered December 10th, 2004 by the Lincoln Laboratory Near Earth Asteroid Research. They do good work. Linear, you heard of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do really good work. It's going to be uncomfortably close. The size isn't exactly known. It's supposedly it's going to pass about as close to Earth as the moon is.
That's really close for an asteroid, actually, for people who are in the know about this scientific outer space asteroid stuff. That is as close as a razor comes to your skin when you shave in the morning.
It is at least a quarter of a mile wide and just over, it's at least a quarter of a mile long and half a mile wide.
Okay, that size, if I recall from watching all those documentaries on cable, that's big enough to wipe out the entire human race. Everybody but the rats and the roaches will die in this inferno of Armageddon and apocalypse when this asteroid hits on the 3rd of July.
So, people, when you tune in next week, and you don't hear anything.
There's a prediction that the Earth was supposed to end in May of 2006, and we beat that just slightly.
Well, what is this? Okay,
you remember that, Jim? You remember?
Right. Yeah, I remember.
It was May of 2006.
Okay, and listen, you have July, the seventh month, third day, 7 times 3, 21, times 3 again, 66. 66 is almost 666.
You're probably right.
And that math is infallible. But anyway, so if you tune in next week and you hear, that's because what's going to happen is,
the Earth is gone.
Boom, the asteroid, it'll probably hit water. It'll probably hit the Pacific Ocean. It'll cause massive tidal waves, massive Krakatoa-type volcanic activity. The whole Earth will be encircled in a belt of steam, in a belt of rock, in a belt of fish. Because if the asteroid hits the ocean with significant force, it could launch the fish up into the atmosphere, thus creating a hole in the ozone layer and causing the greenhouse gases locked in.
But because of Darwin evolution and survival of the fittest, some of those fish will learn to survive by flying in the upper atmosphere and thus create a whole new species, a whole new ecosystem of airborne fish.
But that won't help us because we will slowly and surely sizzle and melt when daytime average temperatures go up to 160 degrees. Fat guys like me will die. Our skin will blow up and burst. If you're old, if you're over 50, you're going to die. If you're young, under 15, you're going to die. If you're living in North America, you are going to die. If you live in South America, you're going to die. Asia, you're going to die. Australia, you're going to die.
What about
Africa,
the Eskimos?
You're going to die. Eskimos, they're short. They're built for the cold, dude.
They might make it.
They're not going to make it. It's going to be hot.
Oh, you don't think they're going to make it?
Hot.
But they got all that whale blubber to eat.
Africa's going to die. Everybody.
And you know what happens?
Earth.
Well, hold on. Let me kill this man.
Everybody's going to die unless they listen to Chris and
Every
Rob.
Now and then, those Eskimos will be really hungry. You know, there'll be a famine, a food shortage, and an iceberg will melt, and they'll find a perfectly preserved woolly mammoth from the Pleistocene era will be inside that iceberg, and they'll eat it.
Happens all the time.
It'll have a whole bunch of, like, mammoth steaks in it, and it's still good because it's been in deep freeze for so long. It's like some of those steaks you have in your freezer that have been there for a while.
It happens all the time.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and we won't see you next week unless we meet up yonder.
Well, there might be a way to get around this whole asteroid thing.
Are you thinking Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I am. It's been wonderful. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we'll be back next week unless we all die in a fiery inferno of an asteroid impact. So until next time, you're listening to...
I don't know. It starts with a W because we're at the bottom of the dial.
You can't go any lower than this. I know that.
Wow.
Well, you could go to 88.1, but you can't really go much lower than that.
No, if you go the other way, you're at the College Station.
Yeah. So this is
double W. This is W.
What?
W.
X, W, X,
W, X, W, C, 429,
J. The ham radio guys got the numbers in their
colors. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're
ham radio.
You're exactly correct.
This is Breaker 19. Is this Channel 19?
W19.
On the CB?
That's it, W19.
Come on back there, wrong way. Come on back.
We'll catch you on the rebound one time.
All right. Oh, look.
Andrew's here.
AK is here. He'll tell us what radio station we're listening to. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you're listening to...
One of these days, you guys are going to, like, just let that fade off into the sunshine or the darkness of the night. I don't know.
I got something you can fade into the sunshine,
what?
Brother.
Okay. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, and those guys knew it. And WAIF-FM as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed during this program reflect my own views or the views of my guests, and we want to thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. Well, hello, everybody. Andrew Kirstein here, 12:01 in the morning, and you're tuned to another edition of The World of Jazz. And we will be here until 2 o'clock in the morning when Speak of Diablo comes on with your host, Doc Diablo, and Ruby Atanta. We will be playing a collection of both traditional mainstream jazz as well as more progressive jazz as well, and some blues thrown out. So we're going to start the program with a man who gets tones on his trumpet that it was not designed to get. Maynard Ferguson, off of his